reception, staging and onward integration. All organisations have their own lingo, but the Army does acronyms like no other organisation I know. There are 3, 4 and 5 letter abbreviations for everything. Our period spent in Camp Bastion is known as RSOI, Reception, Staging and Onward Integration. We came into Camp Bastion late at night. There was a cool, dust-filled breeze that felt really good after an hour cooped up in the darkness of the tactical flight in. In the middle of the night, the glare of the floodlights illuminates the dust, giving the camp a fluorescent halo. I came in on a recce a couple of months ago when, even in the middle of the night, it was almost unbearably hot for someone acclimatised to Britain's barbecue summer. This time, there were many favourable comments amongst the party, their last tour being in the heat of an Iraq summer. After a late start, the briefs begin. Being unacclimatised means that we can do little physical activity as our bodies get used to the midday heat, which is still in the upper 30s. So the time is filled with the latest intelligence briefs and a myriad of other subjects, 21 in all. All reminders of subjects briefed during training, but more urgent now. The package continues over a number of days. The time passes quickly because the days are full, starting early and finishing late. We've found time to call home, mainly because the time difference of 3.5 hours makes a late call here into a reasonable time at home. There is a deal of administration to be done as our carefully packed kit gets used and repacked. We've got the sharpest of reminders of what we face with the day on the IED, improvised explosive device training, carrying out the drills in the midday sun until we were totally confident with the latest equipment, tactics and procedures. My company is swapping with fellow riflemen from 2 rifles. I know many of them well, and some of them are here in Camp Bastion. It is heartening to hear of the progress made and the opportunities for future progress at first hand. Better news from those who have been on the ground rather than those who have been reporting it. Undoubtedly their story is one of bad days as well as good days, but this is certainly in better balance than I had previously thought. And that is what Camp Bastion is like. Arid, hot and dusty, the smell of a port-a-loo in the midday sun, and the taste of the best food anywhere I've been on operations. An unlikely combination of emotions. Happiness of those going out after a hard job well done, tinged with grief, relief, and anticipation of seeing friends and relatives. For those coming in, it is the desire to get on with the job in hand, determination with anticipation and a few pre-match nerves. While all around, the mechanics of the vast operation to get the units changed over continues. The helicopter noise is continuous, providing the drumbeat of the operation. Whilst I understand the value of our stay here, I want to be in the forward operating base. I want to continue, together with the Afghans, to try for a safer future in Sangin. I have to be careful what I wish for, but right now, I and the rest of A Company are living on the verge of and in anticipation of that challenge.